Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel, the guy who came up with the idea of Skillpreneur and basically built a program around it to help people like you and me put our best foot forward. Especially what we're talking about now is taking action, making it happen. Stop thinking about it. Stop, you know, you got your plan on paper. Now let's take some action. What do you think, Ed? What else we need to do?
Well, you know, we kind of last segment left off with sharing it with someone, writing it. You were talking about sloppy writing, and I just wanted to elaborate a minute on that, which is it's not about legibility. It's about the connection from the handwriting of it to mm-hmm. your brain mm-hmm. and how it lands inside your mind and starts that process. So it's not really mm-hmm. about legibility. Right. You're right. Keep it in the computer. It's legible.
But, you know, another thing on taking action, and this is something I learned a long time ago from one of my mentors, the best way to take action is to make lots of decisions, but make a lot of little bitty decisions. And because if you look at this big goal that you've set for yourself and you try and you think of it as a giant leap, you're never going to make that giant leap. But if you break that big goal into about 100 steps or 50 steps or 30, 20, 15, 12 steps and take the first one with a little bitty decision, knowing that when you take that step, you'll learn something. Either you did something right or you did something wrong or both, and you make an adjustment, and then the second step is different from the first one, et cetera, et cetera. One tiny little baby step at a time, to me, is the way to take action. If you find yourself frozen up, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting as you're saying that, it reminds me of frequently what paralyzes people, and that's the fear of making a mistake.
Yep.
And it's one of those, you can't be in business and not make mistakes.
Yeah, that's right.
What's pretty amazing is as we're in business and as we continue to go down the business road, the mistakes we make, we start to see quicker, we start to adjust more rapidly from right. our experience, and you kind of move through it, but usually you got to be pretty disconnected to the business that you're building for you to make such a dramatic mistake that is going to cost you everything by that one action.
Mm-hmm.
And when you realize that one action, no one action is really going to cause the ultimate demise of your business, it should give you that comfort of, all right, let me start taking action, because most people don't take action out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it.
And that's where I come back to what I've been saying for a long time, which is if you can't get comfortable with mistakes and even with failures, I'm not talking about thermonuclear meltdown failure. I'm just talking about, you know, this didn't work. What I thought was going to work didn't work.
Right.
If you can't get comfortable with that, you're never going to really find success. Failure, for successful people, failure is the harness mate of success. It's side by side with success, isn't it?
It's directly proportionate. You know, I think you can't have successes without failures, and your failures don't, as long as you're taking action, don't continue to be failures. They mm-hmm. start to turning into successes because they show you which way to go.
Especially, and that's the purpose of making the many, many decisions, because when you make a lot of decisions, that by definition means you're going to be making smaller decisions, which by definition means that when those decisions turn out wrong, it's a smaller mistake, and it's easier to get over. It costs you less money. It sets you back less. What do you think?
Perfectly said. But it really is about moving past the fear of the failure and moving into, hey, let me see what results I'm going to get from this,
mm-hmm.
and doing them in small bite-sized pieces that over time you just add one on top of another on top of another.
And this, what we're talking about now, folks, is a fundamental. In my opinion, it is the action fundamental, isn't it? Because it applies to everything you do.
100%.
Yeah. And 30 seconds, last thoughts.
Make it a year that you achieve results by moving past your fears and by taking actions and looking at the action to see whether or not you're on the right road, and if not, adjust accordingly.
Yeah,
well said. It really does work that easy.
Well said. Skillpreneur.com is the website. Ed Abel is the guy who created that. I hope you go there and check it out and take advantage of all of that. Ed, thanks again for being here. Let's have a good 2012 together. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to it, and I definitely will be back on the show.
We're looking forward to having you back. We'll see you next time. Ed Abel, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, right after the news. But in the meantime, let me remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.